Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of the Cure Talks Cancer podcast. Each week, we'll be hearing from patients, survivors, caregivers, advocates, and healthcare professionals to do what Cure does best, provide cancer updates, research, and education. In less than 48 hours, Nancy Cohen was given news that would change the rest of her life. She went to the doctor thinking and hoping that she had pneumonia, but instead received a lung cancer diagnosis. As she's undergone this new normal over the last year, Nancy plans to share her cancer journey with fellow patients and their caregivers at the Cure patient-focused sessions at the New York Lung Cancer Symposium on November 9th in New York City. In this week's episode, we spoke with Nancy about her lung cancer diagnosis and why people should always listen to their bodies.
So to start, can you just tell us a little bit about your cancer journey, like what led to your diagnosis and then the treatment that you've been through?
Sure. So, I was diagnosed just over a year ago, mid-September of 2018, and it was the, fastest ever first call to the doctor to diagnose this. It was between the Jewish holidays, and I was very busy around the holidays. One of the things that I was doing until this past June was I was president of my synagogue. So the Jewish holidays are a busy time. And I had this weird pain under my arm. And I really just ignored it because even if I wasn't ignoring it, you know, what even doctor would one call to say I have a pain under my arm? It's just kind of a strange place. So I took, you know, Advil and went on with my life, and that didn't really seem to help. So on a Wednesday morning, I woke up, and the pain had been bad all night, and when I woke up, it hurt when I took a deep breath. And I don't know a lot, but I do know that it's not supposed to hurt when you take a deep breath. I've had at least one kid with pneumonia. So I texted one of my closest friends, it happens to be a pulmonologist. So I texted him, and his response was, "You never complain. I'm sending you for a chest x-ray, then come in to see me." What I figured out soon thereafter was that as soon as he saw the x-ray, he knew something was going on, but he did a good job of not panicking me, told me he thought I had pneumonia. I think he was hoping it was pneumonia, and sent me for a CAT scan. So this was all on a Wednesday. Called me Wednesday afternoon to say that was the first time I heard the word tumor. He said the radiologists think it's a tumor. I think he was still, because he's my good friend, hoping that it wasn't. So he had given me antibiotics because there was also all kinds of inflammation in there. And he said, you know, before we do a biopsy, you know, why don't we wait a couple of days and see what happens with the antibiotics? And I wasn't really, I don't know, I think I was in some major state of denial. So I said, okay. But that night didn't sleep really one wink. So woke up the next morning and said, I can't wait. So I had a needle biopsy the next day and had the results less than 24 hours later. So it was really 48 hours from my first chest x-ray to my diagnosis. And they told me I had lung cancer. So, you know, I joked with my friends and family that it's the special kind that white women who never smoke get, which unfortunately is becoming more and more prevalent.
Absolutely. And so I know you had said that, like, you had never smoked, you never thought that this would kind of come along your journey. So what ran through your mind when you did hear the words, you have cancer?
Really? I think that was really the first thing that went through my mind. I had spent the previous year almost really getting healthy. I had been quite overweight, and I had finally decided that it was time to do something about it, and I had found a health plan that worked for me. So I'd lost about 75 pounds. I was exercising like crazy, which I'm not a huge exerciser, But I was literally in the best shape of my life. So it really was just disbelief. And it was very much those first months was very much a roller coaster because we went from meeting with surgeons, sort of figuring that we could cut it out and be done with it, to going through many more tests and finding out that it had metastasized both to my lymph nodes and to my brain. So no more surgery, on to different treatments.
Okay. And so a lot of the time that we talked about the new normal for patients, so how did you kind of deal with this new normal over the last year?
Even that has, I think, changed throughout the year. But I would say the first, I made several decisions pretty early on. The first was to be relatively open with pretty much everyone about what was going on. I decided, partly it was that I was still president of the synagogue. I had board meetings to run or that I was missing. So rather than hide what was going on, I was really very forthcoming about it. Maybe not with, you know, details of, you know, what stage, which I try really not to talk about or any of that, but I decided that the stress of figuring out who knew and who didn't know would be greater than just telling everyone. So the new normal means to me being on the receiving end of kindness and help that I'm usually on the giving end of. And that's been, I don't know if challenging is the wrong word, but it's been something that I am now, that I gratefully accept. And, you know, for about 7 months, I was on a treatment that didn't really impact my life significantly. So while I didn't, I never can forget about it, but, you know, there certainly are days and parts of days where, you know, from the outside and really even from the inside, my life went on as normal.
Okay. And did you have any outlets that maybe helped you cope? And if so, which ones were they?
I'm a big believer in therapy, and I found someone who specializes in patients who have cancer, and I have found that very, very helpful. And I'm lucky to live in Connecticut, right near the Long Island Sound, and walking on the beach, whether it's, you know, for quote-unquote exercise or really just a slow stroll, something about the water and the waves, I find very, very therapeutic, very calming.
And so you are speaking at the New York Lung Patient Focus Meeting. What are some things that you plan to talk to the audience about?
So I think my first message, and obviously this is more for a broader audience than for a patient-specific audience, but it's one of the messages that I think, especially for women, is so important, is the listen to your body. I had this pain and I called the doctor. I could have ignored it. And then the cancer would have just kept going. So listen to your body is a big one. Go to the right doctor. Had I just been prescribed called someone over the phone and said it hurts when I take a breath and they'd given me antibiotics without a chest x-ray, which hopefully no doctor would ever do, but the pain in my chest and under my arm actually went away with the antibiotics because there was some inflammation in there that was compounded by the tumor of, or caused by the tumor, obviously. But that, too, would not have, would not have gotten me to where I am. So that's really the first thing. And then I want to talk about, I think my three big things. So listen to your body, gracefully accepting help, and making sure what you're doing matters. And I don't mean matters in a global way. I mean we all, not just cancer patients, but particularly cancer patients, have X amount of energy per day. And I try hard to make sure that I'm using that energy the way that I want to use it, in productive ways.
Okay, great. And why do you think that meetings like this are helpful for patients and their loved ones?
I think the sense of community is very important. I'm part of a support group, and I think that it's crucial, because it can feel very lonely, and it is. So there's the community, and there's the oh, you have that, I have that. Or, oh, that was one of your side effects. Oh, that happened to me too. I mean, I'm at, one of the leading cancer centers in the country, and I was having a side effect to one of the medications I was on. And a nurse said to me, when I told her about it, said, "Oh, really?" with this sort of surprised tone of voice. And I wanted to say to her, "Well, I'm part of this Facebook support group, and this particular side effect, I see literally dozens of people, half of this whole group talks about it. So it may be one that isn't written on your list, but it's real, and it's affecting not just me, but others." So I think that sharing of information, just the way it's so important for the physicians to share information, I think it's important for the patients to share information.
Absolutely. And so with that, what are you hoping that others take away from your discussion at the meeting?
I think positivity is really important. And community. I would say those are my two, the importance of positivity and the importance of community.
Perfect. And so one thing that I like to ask everybody, just kind of wrap it all up and bring it all together, is what would you say is the one thing that you know now that you would offer advice to your younger self?
I don't even know if this is cancer related or this is just life related, but don't sweat the small stuff is really the big thing to me. Is, the things that we, especially, for anyone who's a parent, because my children are now 23, 20, and 17, and the things that most parents worry about when their children are young, are they sleeping? Are they eating? Are they toilet trained? Are they reading? Are they, did they give up their pacifier? All these whatever things that seem, and not to diminish, because when you're going through that, it is somewhat all-consuming. But in the grand scheme of life, those are the little things. And I think it's true in life, and certainly in a cancer journey, to not sweat the small stuff.
Perfect. Is there anything that we haven't touched upon that you think our audience should know more about?
I'm incredibly honored to be speaking, and excited to be taking part in this.
Great. Yeah, we're definitely looking forward to it.
For more information on the CURE patient focus sessions at the New York Lung Cancer Symposium, visit curetoday.com/events. Don't forget to subscribe to the CURE Talks Cancer podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps to hear every episode, or visit curetoday.com/podcasts. The CURE Talks Cancer podcast is the official podcast of CURE Magazine, the indispensable guide to every stage of the cancer experience. For more information, visit us at curetoday.com and find us on Twitter at @CURE_magazine or Facebook at @CURE magazine.